Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Midlife Divinity, and I'm Teresa, host and creator. And today, I'm just going to dive right in, as usual. And I wanted to talk about surrendering. And if there are places in your life where there is a lot of contraction and tension, and you're struggling to have control of an outcome. And the best example I can give to this is just because I have had several clients lately in the process of breaking up a relationship, and they are not the ones that are doing the breaking up. And they come in at first, and it's almost, there's just almost this frantic desperation of wanting to figure out any way possible to avoid this breakup that is seemingly out of their control, at least to some degree. Because if someone's going to break it off or end a relationship with you, there's not much that you can do about that. You know, you can take accountability for your pieces in it, apologize if you need to apologize, but ultimately, if someone's breaking up with you, it's happening. And I think that's the biggest and toughest piece to have to sit with someone with and have them understand that, you know, take a breath, how much of this is in your control, and really coming to terms with just letting go, right? Letting go and finding the peace and getting over that hurdle of trying to control it, not wanting this to happen this way, not wanting the breakup to occur. And once they come over that step to just let go and surrender to what's happening, instead of trying to find yourself in that whirlwind of contraction, a spin, trying to create some kind of outcome that isn't the reality. And that's when I find that's when surrendering gives you more ease. It's that when we get attached to this outcome and we start to spin our wheels, we start creating so much more suffering and contraction and pain in our life. And coming to acceptance and then surrendering to your reality doesn't mean that you're a doormat. It doesn't mean that you're letting people do abusive things to you. It is that you've surrendered to a situation, you know, without you trying to paint some other picture, make it something it's not. You've surrendered to the reality. And I believe I love Byron Katie's work. And if you're not familiar with her work, she really focuses so much on helping people come into compassionate terms with their reality. And her work is really, really emerged in when we wrestle with our reality. We just create our own suffering, and it's not something you're ever going to win at. You're never going to win when you wrestle with your reality. And even if it's a reality that we don't want to face, I mean, there's been times when I've had to deal with a health challenge or health scare, or having to last year have a lump removed from my breast and just did not want to accept that that was happening. I remember at first just wrestling with this and just denying it, ignoring it. The fear of my mom being at the same age when she got breast cancer, and just, you know, all of these things. So just denying the reality of that was happening, didn't tell hardly anyone. No one knew what was going on. Until one day I was in working with a horse in a barn. And it was at that moment when there was no one around. It was just this horse and I in the middle of this arena. And the energy of the horse just allowed me to actually realize how scared I was and how sad I was about the potential of what I was going to face. And I was able to just let it out that day. I was really able to surrender all of this running and all this deflection and all of this worry of what could be. And I just surrendered in the moment to what I was feeling and the reality of what was happening in my life right now. And as I did that, this horse was so amazing that she swung herself around and laid her head right in the middle of my chest. And I didn't even realize it because I was sobbing at the time, just kind of letting out all the stress. And I felt this pressure against my chest and my belly, and it kind of came to, opened my eyes, and there's her head nuzzled in, like, you know, when I finally just let down and was my authentic self. She felt that, you know, not only do I think she was trying to support me, but I also think she felt she could be closer to me because I cleared away the contraction of denying. And that story or that experience really taught me so much that when you surrender to the truth of what's going on in your life, it clears so much. I felt so much more at peace. I had so much more clarity, and I was really able to stay much more in the present moment. You know, stay present with what is now. I don't have this, you know, not creating the story, not getting wrapped up in a fear of something I don't know. So that to me is this, excuse me, a level of surrender, of letting go. And there was this formula that I came to when I was going through this year-long miracle program. And one of the lectures I recall, it was about when you set an intention, right? And I was really good at that. I've been in this industry, so setting intentions, you know, I know that. Set an intention for what you want or a goal. And then the next step is the action, right? You take action towards this intention. And the third piece was the missing piece for me. When I really embrace that was when I started having more ease about my intentions, and it was no tension. So let me repeat that. First is you set an intention, and then you take whatever action you can, and then you let go. There's no tension. You detach from an outcome, and you don't try to force something. You do what you can towards your intention. And then you kind of have to let go and see if the universe is going to come up and meet you, if you're going to meet the right people. And if we're caught in this tension and in this spiral, it's hard to be in the journey of the presence of that. You might miss the person. You might miss the podcast. You might miss the book that's actually going to take you on the next step of this journey because you're caught in a whirlwind of being attached to an outcome, want to make it happen. Yeah. Right? And there's a place and there's a time for that. But for me, when I really went, okay, cool. I have an intention. I take some action towards this intention. Then I'm going to let go. I'm going to surrender the outcome. Surrender to, you know, believing and having faith that I'm heading in that direction. And if the outcome isn't exactly what I want, maybe it's something even more amazing than I could have even imagined. And that's the beauty of it. Like, we get caught in a hole of what we think something ought to look like. But if we were to let the tension off and have this no tension, it might turn out to be something even more incredible than you could even wrap your head around at that moment in time. So, I mean, that's the beauty of it. You know, this is flow of kind of having faith as well. Like, just faith that whatever is going to turn out, whatever the universe has in store, I'm going to believe it isn't for my best, and I'm just going to surrender, and I'm going to offer it more peace. Because if we're contracted and tight, it is really hard for things to come in. It's hard to receive because things just kind of bounce back off us, or we're so tight we don't even see it. So I can say, it's great to have goals. We all have to have them. We all have to work towards them. But it's the how we do that can really change the game. And when you're getting a lot of resistance in every direction, you're feeling, I just don't get it. Maybe that's the sign. Just pull back, take a pause, take a pause and start to look around and get a little quiet and see the parts that aren't working and why. Am I contracted? Am I trying to force something? No, it's like, try, right, say you're in a relationship with someone and try to force yourself and they're not really into you. It's not going to work, right? It's not going to work. So it's no different. And you're trying to force something that's not in the divine timing of the universe that has ideas maybe for you, has the path, or maybe you just aren't in the right energetic. It's not right energetic. You're not aligned right. You don't have things aligned within yourself yet to receive that. So it just takes a little bit more time of you to step, to be ready, right? To allow yourself to be ready to receive the intention that you set forward. I'm hoping that if you find yourself contracted and you're wrestling with your reality, that you can take a pause and that you can compassionately accept what life is showing you. And then with love, you know, take a breath, get support. You don't have to go through things alone. If the answer is not one that's going to be easy to accept, resource yourself so that you can get to that place and allow people to help you. Right? Surround yourself with people, resources to help you surrender and let go so that you can start to have more ease in your life. And keep opening yourself every day towards your intention and taking any amazing inspired action that you want towards your intention, staying open to it without being attached and driven by this outcome and contracted and stressed out about it. Try to enjoy the journey along the way. You never know what amazing surprises you could come against. Things that you never knew existed. Something so spectacular you would have never believed it. So my wish for all of us today is that we have incredible intentions. We have inspired action, and we also can have no tension. We can let go. We can surrender what's out of our control and find more peace and ease in the way. Enjoy the day.